Welcome to Surf Sessions. Jeff Clark came to the CoastSiderRadio.com studios on December 17th, 2015 to chat with Michelle Dragony. In this podcast, Jeff reviews the current proliferation of big wave inflatable life vests, and Jeff also describes the development of his own vest and his partnership with life vest company Quatic.
When I was in Hawaii, I saw a few of the big wave inflation products, and it was pretty interesting to see that the companies like Patagonia and Billabong and Quicksilver now has an inflation vest as well, or inflation suit, a shirt kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they partnered with Aqualung, and when they were demonstrating it, they said that if you pulled your thing and you came up and you blacked out and you were face down, you would stay face down. I was surprised that they would even say that, because most of the companies, they're giving these away. They're not for sale because they're trying to avoid the liability of just throwing test products out there and letting these guys use them. And if you go back and look at some of the Piahi footage, you see some really crazy inflatable stuff coming up. You know, I really have worked hard for many years on getting my Big Wave Life Vest tuned in. Okay, my Big Wave Life Vest, you can operate and use completely on your own. You don't need somebody to help put cartridges in your back. You don't need to have somebody help you deflate it or even put it on. You put it on over like a bib and put the Velcro on, clip the belt, and you're ready to go.
So tell me exactly how this vest works, okay? The wave comes, you don't make it, you go down. What do you do?
Okay, so for my vest, when I go out at Mavericks, I have a manual inflation valve on the left shoulder, so I can actually put two big breaths of air in it. So I actually have a life jacket on.
Interesting.
Already.
So you don't just need the CO2?
No. And I've found that even during wipeouts, I still don't need the CO2 because I've got 10 pounds plus of buoyancy from air in my front and back. And I even have Brian Kailana from Hawaiian Water Patrol. We did a big wave risk assessment group when we were here, and we trained up in San Francisco. And I go, Brian, you need to put this on, and I want some feedback. And he put it on, and Washburn pushed him all the way down to the bottom. And Brian acted like he was unconscious, and he pulled the CO2, and the thing rolled him right up out of the water and got his head out of the water. So I have a really nice air pack in the chest and then on the back and the shoulder blades. And it will get your head up out of the water. It's designed that way. I partnered with a life jacket company that knew about Coast Guard approvals and had all of that. We're using a really nice inflator now that has a reusable clip. So when you discharge it and then you replace it, you clip it, and it's a reusable clip versus the ones that break the pins off. We don't need to put any more plastic in the ocean.
Right.
But my vest, I inflate it before I paddle out. If I get hit by a wave and driven down and I get hurt, or I feel like I'm going to have a two-wave hold down, or if I have a two-wave hold down, if I'm down so long that next wave rolls over me, then I'm going to pull this thing, because that could take me at a place where I'll black out. And even if I do black out, I've inflated the vest, it's still working for me. And I will get to the surface, and the guys up there are looking for me. So that's the key. And then if you get in a situation where you need to dump your air right away on the right shoulder.
Why do you need to do that?
Say if you came up underneath something and you were trapped up against it, because air does that.
Right.
Or any life jacket. If you flip a sailboat and you're trapped up against it, you're stuck against the buoyancy. And so sometimes you need to be able to get rid of your air, or most of it, 90%. So with the deflator, a big one, you can get rid of all your air and swim down if you have to. Like if you got into the shore break and you're trying to come in, you don't want all that air. Shore break's really gnarly, and if it picks you up and throws you on the beach, that could be a whole nother problem.
How often do you have to use your vest?
I use it every time I surf.
Oh, every time?
Or every time I surf big waves.
Gotcha.
Like Ocean Beach, you're 400 yards offshore. It's maybe 15-foot faces, big, powerful waves. You've got rips. You've got the tide current going in and out of the bay. You get hurt out there. You'd lose your board. They can't find you if you're not on the surface. And that's one of the nice things about wearing something. If you have the ability to protect yourself from the unknown, why not? It doesn't get in the way of your paddling, and it's really good. A friend of mine showed up the other day, Mark Harrington, and he used to live with me in the 80s in Half Moon Bay, and he'd paddled out to Mavericks before, but not to surf it, just to keep me company. I talked him into going out there. He got into kite surfing, and so last week when it was really big and windy, he called me up, and I go, Mark, what's up? He goes, I'm heading your way. I go, well, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to go kite Mavs. I'm like, cool. And
How big is it that day?
It was like 40 feet.
Jeez.
And he never came by. He just went straight to the beach and geared up. And his last message is, keep an eye on me, you know. And so I'm up at the house in El Granada, and I got a big scope. I'm watching him kite. He got a couple nice waves. And it's about, I don't know, 3:30 or so. And at the end of a wave, I see him go past Mushroom Rock, and something really weird happened with his kite, and it went down, and it never came back up, right? And I'm sitting here at the house going,
uh-oh.
Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes. If I don't see a kite, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, his kite went down. It got hit by a wave, turned over inside out, and two lines snapped. He lost his board, his kite, all his gear, and he had to swim in from about 400 yards through the surf, and I launched a ski and went out to go look for him. And right as I got to the where the jetty turns the corner, does that elbow off the beach at Mavs, he was climbing out of the water up onto the rocks. But I looked for his gear, couldn't find it. And
was he out by himself?
He was out by himself. But what did he do?
He did have you looking for
him.
He
told people to keep an eye on. And a kiter, you see the kite up in the air, and it's pretty cool.
Well, you had to act pretty fast to get your jet ski in the water and get out
there. Yeah, but it's still, you know, it was a half an hour by the time I got to where he was. But it took him a half an hour to swim across the lagoon. Had he been hurt, I would have still been out there looking for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Did he have a vest on?
He had one of my vests on, and every time he goes out like that, he's wearing it. It'll keep him on the surface. A lot of the guys were using it at Peahi or Jaws, and guys at Waimea were using it. I sent quite a few down to Australia, and they were using it at the right, that crazy Cyclops wave down there. And we just sent some vests over to Hawaii. A lot of the boys really liked it in Hawaii, and we're going to set them up, some of the programs, Brian's guys and then the Skull Base crew. Some of those big Hawaiian boys, they wouldn't fit in the extra large. So we're doing some big vests for the big brothers.
That's great.
Anyway.
Well, it's certainly changing the safety of surfing on big waves. And congratulations on being part of that movement.
Yeah, thank you.
Look to CoastSiderRadio.com for more surf sessions.